I'm just looking at this.
If you simply look after the bodily necessity,
where your hair is very old video from like 70s. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada is talking, sitting there on this Vyasasan. When you sit like that, some worship you like a god and some are envious of you. Some think of you as a devil in disguise, you know, the religious wars and all that. Religious wars. But here it's about going beyond that and this is just the way things are, the way life works, the way this world works, the way we work. So that's the message that he is sitting here conveying. At that age, probably tired and having jet lag after, I mean, traveling all the time, sleeping very little, working at night, writing the books, alone there with his dictaphone. Dedicated life. Yes, that's what it's about, surrendering to Krishna. Some may say they are not living in the temple and the ashram and the holy dham the way you should at that age. You're going to these dark regions of the world where you can also be, you're going to die there. See what Krishna gave. All help you could need, keeping the body healthy and going and well fed and just leaving you maximum time for doing that work. Yes. How would I have been there with a woman by my side? How can I, Prabhupada, say? And sometimes I think of that, how it would it have been. Master, spiritual master, mother, father. Grandfather, grandmother, wise, carrying that beautiful message and wisdom and practical also help, how we can live sattvic and thus healthy and long, nice lives and successfully by acting dharmic, not stealing but producing what you need for with honest work, and then if you have more than you need, help others. That's sattvic life, that brings about harmony, and that's satisfying, happy. It's a life that is also contagious because others like such a person and want to be that way also. And that's how virtuous societies are built and upheld. Or as Krishna says in the Gita, oh, what is it? That's what teachers does. Anyway, whatever actions an influential person performs, others will follow. Just look it up. Forgot temporarily, I hope. So again, here he is. And that's the message he is spreading. No, you can change the world by changing your heart to the more real you, to just become yourself. Look here. This is reality. There is God. We call it Krishna, Radha Krishna. You call God whatever you prefer, but and here we are, and we are now in a temporary theater-like existence where we can be this and that and dream and play. But it's just a dream. At one point, it's time to wake up. And that's, you know, could happen at the point we call death. Well, you're done here. There's nothing more to do for you. And everyone is happy with that. So that's the sattvic way. And that's why I'm still Prabhupada here. That's why I came and talked to all of you like this old man, foreign language, not easy. I tried my best. Yeah, so here we are. I don't know where I am now, if it's POL or TH or Radio Krishna or whatever. Priya Rata or Per Klausen. But know, that's what many of us now just try to follow, not imitate, sit there, look like him, but follow that example, that purpose, that those teachings, actually. Because it wasn't just something here for the mind to churn, or practical and light, easy to implement in your life. Because that's what it is. So it's actually very nice and positive and easy to take them up as much as you feel you can right now, and then continue like that. Confucius said, it doesn't matter if you go slowly as long as you don't stop. Continue step by step. So yeah, this is what I hear when I hear Prabhupada talking, and yeah.